Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One is dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of the Lord's Sabbaths. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the mountain called profound appearance. At the same time, Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the Bodhisattva train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen clearly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, composition of matters, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Their characteristics, they are born and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, for these sattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending capacity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas, unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Lokitsava. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom that you practice just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra Buddha and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, demons, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Lamadam Gambo Jesum Japel Yama Chakselbo Gangi Lodro Drivni Trindra Nita Nanda Grapselwe Jene Dunko Jason Zikji Niki Tukar Lepanzin Gandak Sipe Sonra Mari Muntong Dunya Jizerbe Rotsu Kuna Puchi Tarse Yen La Druchu Yang Den Som Drutar Jirdwa
나들이 난 너무 들어가서 우리 쌍하게 주
Today, our subject matter will be the preliminary practice, based on the preliminary practice of Vajrayana or the sacred mantrayana. So outline will be here, the today's teachings outline. First, I will speak about what is mantra, or nga in the Tibetan term, which literally means in Sanskrit is mantra. And then I will be shed a light about the teachings of the mantrayana. Is the authentic teachings of the Buddha, because there are some misunderstanding in a different region or different place and different, even in the Buddhist countries, where they have, rejected this sacred mantrayana teaching as not an authentic teachings of the Buddha. So therefore, I will be going through those, covering those outlines today.
Dindada Nasya de Chida Mandras de Yichoba Yichoba Chirita Tana Juguiris.
So what is meant by Nga in Tibetan term, which actually derived from the original source, Sanskrit mantra. Mantra, so there are two, composed of two syllables, which literally means yi kyopa, which means the protection of mind.
Then the chidang dodang ha nigalo ta sim kiton nyamne chiguya. Imbaji jiju chagiris. Penan dosho sam tamayi na semgi nyamlingi tone ni suzu kange donen chaya. Ngaag tone yi na semgi kange donen chaya gita tap imbaji jibaris.
In general, both the practice of the sutrayana and the mantrayana, the method for both of these practices involves a method of transforming one's own mind. It is the same objective, but a different method is applied. With both in the sutrayana and as well as in tantrayana, when it comes to the practice primarily emphasizes on the transformation of one's own mind.
Benando shogi semgi nyamne di ta su su tuwo bi chanjin ji chanju ki sem te na yin yata bi tawa ki ten kundu chuba ma shiba 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 na kone kundu peya ki tanlama tili ji ki toni ni su su misi misi dan ji kiwa tengi ta dungi ta dewa seya ta dungi seya ta dewa duya ki tabji chagi yuris.
So far a practice of the sutrayana is concerned. In the practice of sutrayana, their main emphasis on the practice of cultivating bodhicitta, compassion, bodhicitta, and and the wisdom understanding emptiness. It is through development of those mental qualities one will be able to eradicate one's sufferings and culminate to the state of Buddhahood.
Da dosho ge sebe ge nyamne di yila chabe tone ne nga ge nyamne chade gotu ge ma do ya dosho ge nyamne kaya ma je ne nga ge nyamne kasura da kadu nyamne che ge ma des.
So here it is important to understand when it comes to the practice of the Tantrayana or the Vajrayana, one's practice of the Vajrayana or the Tantrayana must be based upon the overall understanding of the methods or the skillful means that is found in Sutrayana. So without going through a proper understanding of Sutrayana, the path that is that are found in Sutrayana, it is it won't be a very productive of just, you know, skipping those Sutrayana and jumping into the Tantrayana practice. So based on understanding, based on the sutra system of the teachings of compassion, bodhicitta, and understanding of wisdom, realization, emptiness, one then practices, one then, you know, venture oneself into the practice of Tantrayana. So particularly of, you know, one need to at least have some understanding, although one may not have a fully growth, full-fledged understanding of emptiness, but one should at least have intellectually understanding of what is meant by emptiness in order to practice Tantra is very important. So there's three principles of the path, in other words, renunciations, bodhicitta, and perfect views are practice of those three principles are very important, both in sutra, practice of sutra system as well as the tantra system, because both of sutrayana, the practice sutrayana, such as the bodhisattvayana and the tantrayana are belong to the Mahayana system.
That tomorrow we need to buy some na. And then dog, dosho, we need to lap it. Ha, chow, we need to go out and do us. So, so yeah, try to buy some na. Then I go thamla midao chigi thone. Sanji ko mala tha nyeva da. Milam chigi chagi yurse. Dile chane ne ha sing di yurse.
So since then, if we were to ask question to ourselves, since both Sutrayana and Mantrayana or the Vajrayana has the same record, the same practice of you know, three principles of the path, such as renunciation, bodhicitta, and wisdom, realizing emptiness, then what is different? What kind of unique qualities that are found in our since Tantrayana practice? So here in the Tantra, there is a certain skills or the methods that leads oneself to the state of enlightenment rather swiftly in comparison to the practice of the Sutrayana.
That day, yima de kan ti du gur sila na pena do sho ge nyen chan chan che de na ni ji ki wa mon bo le ji ji tu 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 yu rin bu to ne san ji san ji bi tan lang ji cha ge 하죠 그 노조가 님들이 일하지면 돈이 수수랑이 마음발 터져지는 리뷰 됐다 나란도베 랑랑고도 치네 리뷰 남지 리뷰 랑긴 오래 준네니 내내 제야지 차바인자 드네 돈 연구해서 또
So here in the sutra, through the practice, the successive practice, one will be able to gain the state of enlightenment. In order to gain this state of enlightenment, based on the the practice of sutra systems, by relying upon a sutra practice of sutra, it requires a sustained period of time. In fact, there are three countless to gain the state of enlightenment. When it comes to the practice of mantrayana, it is said, based on understanding of those three principles of the path, as we mentioned earlier, one can gain the state of enlightenment, the resultant state, it is also known as resultant state, which is one's own state of enlightenment, can be achieved swiftly, so much so that one can achieve this within one's brief lifetime as well. So here, when the Buddha expounded the teachings of the Dharma, based on sutra system, he has given teachings mainly to the fully ordained congregations. They are fully, bhikshus and bhikshunis. Then also Buddha himself appeared as a fully ordained being, fully ordained monastic member and so forth. And so, again, when it comes to the teachings of the Tantra, based on the inclination and the spiritual inclination and then disposition of the disciples, Buddha had transformed himself into the deity. So the way in which the Buddha gave the teachings, if we were to look at those two different types of teachings, such as Sutrayana and Tantrayana, and the appearance of the Buddha changes. One in the fully ordained appearance of fully ordained monk, and then other Buddha transform himself into a deity. And so it is based on this, if one is able to practice properly, able to apply all these methods properly and completely, one will be able to gain the state of enlightenment very swiftly. If that is not possible, then again, there is a downfall as well. So there are advantages and disadvantages of engaging in the practice of the Tantrayana.
Doshoke nyamne ki tohne suzu juge chada monsumde langi ngola jumituba. Nazoke nyamne ki tohne takaji yuni shiba na ji tseta denba ji chunga yina. Nye suzu chada monsumde langi ngola juni ki suzu nyumo setu yagi jula dutungi ji chagyo resi.
So here the difference, even when you look at the practice of the Sutrayana and Tantrayana, in the Sutrayana, the system, sutra systems, when we engage in the practice of targeting towards elimination of those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, ignorance, and so forth, this need to be. This requires a specific antidotes to eliminate that completely, and then bringing up in a freshly, in a generated kind of, you know, mental system need to be generated. So in the tantra, the practice of the tantra, one can, you not just, it is not just eliminating and getting rid of those negative thoughts and emotions that is within us, but rather there is a specific method and skillful means to actually transform those negative thoughts and emotions into a path, spiritual path. So therefore, the way you apply your, you know, attitude towards those negative thoughts and emotions regarding tantra and sutra system, there are differences.
Chādā mōsōng yā lāngjī ngōgō lā jūtūbī nūpā tīndī jī yībī chāni tīndī kāsā kūrī sīcī lūcī lā sāngjī tūyā kī nūpā tīyā tēlā tīndī chōndīwā tīndī jī chāni ngā tū nīlāṃ sāyā kī mīng tātā jī tīndī chāgā yōs.
So it is therefore the practice of Sutrayana is also known as nīlāṃ, which means the swift path to enlightenment, because it has such a, you know, power to transforming attachment, hostility, ignorance into a path which cannot be found in the sutra system, the practice of sutra system. So therefore, it is with this kind of practice one will be able to gain the state of enlightenment within one's brief lifetime. So therefore, one of this, you know, it is because of one of this unique feature, the tantric practice is said to be profound.
Then tangi shwa na yita yi choba se de tame ba se de ta na ngaran su gu namba ngaran su gu ra yi ti kan yi ba de tame ba se tāna ngā rāntu māngbā rā tōpa jīwī nirivu, sāngjī kī kū, lā kī kū. Tē yīni ngā rāntu dābī tā kāchī zūjī chāyīn tā, tē tāmē bī nāngjīn tē kāni, tē kī nāmbā lā yā gōm gōyā. Tā ngā tāmā rā chabā rā kīyā mā tā yīna jīyī chāni, tē tī chīyā kūyā rāsī.
So in general, yī kōpa, which is the protection of one's mind, we spoke about earlier mantra, what is meant by mantra, is the protection of one's mind. And what is meant by the protection of one's mind here is protecting one's mind from appearance of ordinariness. Your protecting yourself from looking at one's own body, speech, and mind as an ordinary body, speech, and mind. Rather, you're able to transform visually, you know, through one's own visualizations into the deity, deity's body, speech, and mind. In other words, the meditational deity.
Tā pē sāngjī kī sūng tē nē kāndu pē nī jī chū sūma yīmbā, tū kāndu sūma yīmbā, tēnē rī jī, jī tā ngā sāngla nā yīmār tēn tē, pē jā yīmbā jī nā tēnē sē shā sī, ā tēngi mā jī shū nā trēn sōng sī.
So then, I would like to shed a little light about when the Buddha taught this tantric teachings of the Tantrayana, and where he taught.
That ne garisna, that ne yonragi ne kaji chibai na, ane ne jo doji denda, paden drebunda, tega na ye ne sunju sa sun, sing ye na min na mijda. Chancho chanlo chen, dewa chen la soba, tende ki ne la, lagu namba yane ne sunba, tende sungu yores ne.
Doji ten je paden drebun je, sunju sa sun, lai ne sungu
na. Na wong lai ne.
Na sun. And then Changju Changlu Chen Yinba.
No, Dewa Chen.
Dewa Chen.
Ujin Yu.
Ujin Yu.
No.
So, of course, Buddha had manifested in many different forms, given the teachings in a different form of deity. It is infinite, in other words. But in general, according to the text that we find a several in the specific place where the Buddha taught the teachings of sacred Mantrayana. One is in Bodh Gaya, and one is in Panden Drebung Dingaming Jesha Karima Amravati Rwa. It says Amravati Rwa. So one is in Amravati, and one is in not in this again human realm, but it's in again deva realms, in the 33, you know, stage of one of the deva realms, what is called the deva realms of 33 existence, deva existence. And then western, this is also again not in human existence, Western Deva realms, and then other one is Devachin, which is again that land of Sukhavati, and then Odiyana. So those are the different places where the Buddha had given Tantrayana teachings.
Mm-hmm. Tene sunya ki ta sanji ki sun yin ba de sanga de chu sanga ki chu de sanji ki sun yin ba de ta ngandu shi go ya de pe ke chimu cha go res.
So now here the most important for us to understand is the teachings of the Tantra is the authentic teachings of the Buddha.
Pe na sanga ki chu sun ba yin na sanji rang ki shi ni sun ba sanji ki yin ki ju chi je lo ni sun ba.
So here again, when speaking about the teachings of the Buddha, it doesn't necessarily that it says it is actually spoken by the Buddha, Buddha himself, the teaching itself. Therefore, we find a different teachings that is actually taught by Buddha in a different fashion. One is, it is a spoken teaching, what we call. It is word that is actually teaching that is that actually expressed, verbalized by the Buddha himself. There's another kind of teachings, what is called Jinjilabhika, which teaching, which is again teaching that is
Through blessings.
So teaching derived through blessings, in other words. Here for us, when we speak about receiving the teachings, we have to be in a we have to be present at the time of teachings, and the teachings must be spoken. It's a verbalized. It should be verbalized by the teacher. That is what we define as receiving the teachings. However, in the Buddha, when the Buddha gave the teachings, based on their merits and virtues of the disciples, sometimes without Buddha's, even though the Buddha has not spoken anything, but through the blessings of the Buddha, and as well as one's own karmic connections and one's own merits and virtue, one will be able to understand the teachings by blessing itself. You'll be able to understand the meaning of the text, either it is sutra or tantra. And then there also, historically, but it is due to the merits and virtue of the disciples. Disciple would receive the teachings through the trees, the branches that actually blown by the wind, that you receive the teachings through that. And there are some teachings, it is not really spoken from the mouth of Buddha himself, but it is to say that through the crown of Buddha, so one can receive the teachings. Those are all not a spoken word. It is spoken by, the teachings are not a spoken teaching through the mouth of Buddha, but rather it is a blessing. Teaching received, teachings, what is called teaching, that is derived through the blessings of the Buddha.
Chidangzu Sanje Siyadi, Chuyen Tata Da Trewa, Yuen Tata Da Denpa Yenza, Tidrik Nibaji Yung Diyo Yuris. Ando Tidrik Sam Tamba Yine, Yuen Mewa Di, Sudur Sudur Ranyi Da, Chuyen Da, Chuyen Laba Da, Yuen Diyo Denpa Yenza, Tidrik Nibaji Li Tugu Yumaris.
So this is the kind of power and the extraordinary quality the Buddha possesses. It is these powers and extraordinary qualities of Buddha have attained through elimination of all the faults and accomplishment of complete qualities, positive qualities.
Then the Yimbati Gumuluki, Krasu is Nangaransu, Kambu Togala Drua in us. Nikenza Parentin Rugudos, Matukenza Omajani, Kalmbremudos, Petinajin Sanjigi Sung Dodan Hassing in the Nikenza de Chadiris, Tamogin Hagen, Cousin Dojogan Yemen Yubu Tony, Ning Hagen Yemen Nan and Sanji Komotoji, Suyris, Komodu Rang Suyris.
So for us, according to the advice given by the Nagarjuna, we, as ordinary beings, who is lacking ample merits and virtues, we have to go through a proper sequence or the steps that we need to, you know, just as we are planning when we were when we wanted to go to upstairs, so you have to take steps, and you cannot just by wishing alone will not take you to the next level or the second level of the building. We need to make a step to get to that place. Similarly, when it comes to the practice of the Buddha Dhamma, for us, we are advised to first to understand the particular of the three principles of the path that we find in the sutra system. It is based on the proper understanding of that. One can then practice the mantrayana. And this is what we call the proper steps of practice to gain the state of enlightenment.
rikhaji gi ndo de sanji sung ri, nga de sanji sung ma ri si la ba yi na. Ani nyande gi ndo, nyange li ndibi ndo na la, ten ju dan nga niga sanji gi sung ba de, se yi ri si, kong chi dir da.
Nyange li ndibi ndo na la,
ten ju ri ayi. Nyangwe lindim do dang nonga nye nandorwa. San do dina la kari zina, tenju sam, rinwa dang sanga ake chu nam, sanji sumba yinsi, dila yoyisi.
So, then here again, there's a very evidence of being this tantra, the teachings of the tantra is the teachings of the Buddha. Because if you look at the sutra, what sutra known as the sutra Beyond Sorrow. The name of the sutra is Sutra Beyond Sorrow, just Parinirvana Sutra, in other words. Parinirvana Sutra, it is stated that both sutra, teachings of the sutra and tantra's tantra are given by the Buddha himself. So that is the sutra that actually spoken by the Buddha himself.
And then I do the Hasam Kuba. Do the Hasam Kuba say again. Then Allah, Karasun Yasena, Chanju Semba Tujus, Maombi Tuna, Tenju Sam, Sangala Kibanjuru, Slandu, Maombi Tula Pet, Tenjula Kibachagre, Sangala Kibachagre Landu, Sangala Chu Masuna, Sangala Kibachai, maybe on the Lutubris. Chita tiki junten la teni sanga chu sumba tenya lutu kuresi.
Chanchu sumba tukchu sumba.
Tukchu tukchu.
Tukchu tanga dirwa.
Tukchu tanga dirwa.
Lasu lasu rumcha. So then also there's another sutra where it stated, in the future, that particularly 60 bodhisattvas will really become very skilled in the teachings of the tantra as well as sutra. So, if Buddha had never taught this the tantric system, so how can Buddha would actually say in the future this bodhisattva will become as skilled in teaching the tantra and as well as sutra to the disciples to gain the state of enlightenment?
Sangha ge chude, sanji ge su yinba te. Nandu kanga nge gurus. Tenza tenri tuan pe kechi mo chagi yinza, ete shugu yus.
Pawa sangha lung tenpe do.
Sangha lung tenpe
do. Sangha lung tenpe do. Again, there's another sutra, what is called the secret sutra of Arya's prophecy. It is that this is the name of the sutra, where it's stated again, it's a very clear quotation will be found in that sutra, the tantric teachings as given by the Buddha himself.
Kalana, Jula Jawa Juichus, and the Judan Divinina, near Kazore, and the Shog in Yamiche, the Juchu.
So therefore, in this particular sutra, it is stated that the practice of the sutrayana is said to be the causal practice, and then the practice of the tantrayana is said to be the resultant practice. So therefore, it clearly shows that there needs to be first to have an understanding of the sutra system in order to really to, you know, engage in the practice of tantrayana, because this too has a causal relationship, one being cause, another being effect.
Then Yonragi Sundi at Mogutu de Tishina Yasar, Yonra Sundi Adi, Tungota Ju Nalani, Tembi Chagu Pumburus, Chagu Pumbura, Shira Paru, Chinzu Jin, Chudin Padin Debonsu, Tijisanga Chungo Korsu, Tinza chagwe phumbure la shijeng ndo soma da tujigdu ane paden debon la pe tungo tsa ju sunya ge longde, longse ta dene sunyo resi tenza sanjige sunna inji minji panrendo dene dimogwa jine tu jilao ge to ne tujigdu soma yungo resi.
So here again, one of the unique feature of the being enlightened person, you know, that doesn't really require you to teach, you know, sutra in one place and then wait until it finished and then go to another place. And that is not required for someone who is enlightened. For instance, according to the root tantra of Kala Chakra, it says, when Buddha taught his teachings of the Prajaparamita Rajgir, or the Vulture's Peak, simultaneously Buddha was giving a teachings about Kala Chakra in Amravati again. So therefore, when we look at those texts, then such an enlightened being doesn't really require a different time or different, you know, schedules to give the different teachings. He can give the different teachings simultaneously, manifesting himself in a different forms and so forth. So then similarly, we will also find in the other source, authentic source, such as the root text of Manjushri, where it mentions about the tantric teachings that is given by the Buddha. So the reason why I'm going through all these quotations and bringing these quotations from the different sutra is because it is a custom. When someone is expounding the teachings of the Buddha Dhamma, there needs to be a source, the authentic source, it needs to be introduced. And so whatever the teachings that we have given, so long as this is the teachings of the Buddha, and this need to be traced, it is possible to trace back up. Trace all the way back to the source of the teachings, which is the teachings of the Buddha himself. So before we actually receive the actual teachings, if you have this knowledge, if you gain this knowledge, then you will be free from all this, you know, feeling of vulnerability.
だってんだてりげとねたんがとさんがきゅうせんげでもうだ。ねくんてりちきとねさんがちゅにょれなんごいんだ。ださんがさんせで。ちだんぎちしばたまいんば。しゃざげゆらやちそじゅうぐにべ。どねしべ。やんげんじょじゃでやでべたわげこわいば。
So, Sangha for the Tantra in Tibetan. Sang, it actually, which literally means to maintain secrecy. Which means one's practice of this tantra must be based on understanding of three principles of the path. which is very important. And then ngak is a mantra that we talked about earlier, the same thing, it's a protection of one's mind. So when we actually come to the practice of the Tantrayana, then also it is not just one single subject matter that one can engage in the practice of Tantra, but rather there are four major schools of the Tantrayana that are known as Action Tantra is the first. The next will be the performance Tantra, Kriya Tantra, oh yeah. Then the third is Yoga Tantra. And then fourth is Anuttara Yoga Tantra. So there are four different classes of Tantra is found.
That is the Rimba Jidu Nyonin Chagrachi. Mato Tamboni Jivala Nyonin Chiyadan, Sumbala Nyonin Chiyadini Yemaris, Koi Rimba Jidu Nruga Yimbi Chani, Ninghak Salam Singhagi, Sada Lamgit Namja Singhdi Tinichison Shigu Gurus.
So here, the four classes of the Tantra, it's not that individual can actually leave one aside and then jump into another one. But rather, these four classes of Tantra need to be practiced by the one individual in a proper sequence, in a proper order. So therefore, it is based on this practice of order, the teachings of the paths and grounds are explained.
Nga salam tambo shugaya de ane judi jigi salam gi namja le lhavo jini kutuya gi taka ji pijan rochi chadi dinda dili toni tambo shi du dili ji toni sheba yina ne maangambala suzu nyamlin jidu ya jik dili chasa ji suzu nyamlin cheba yina le lhavo rochi samantan tukuri jini dili ji toni shugaya si.
The reason why I choose to teach this the paths and grounds of this Tantrayana is because regardless of what kind of practice, tantric practice that one may undertake, one need to undertake this practice based on one of those four classes of the Tantra. When it comes to the practice of one of those four classes of the Tantra, one cannot find anything without practice is grounding upon those paths and grounds. So therefore, if I go through the explanation of this paths and grounds right now, later on, when you actually study or when you actually practice either Action Tantra or the Performance Tantra and so on and so forth, then you will be able to, you already have an idea of what is path, what is ground, which classes of Tantra explain different, paths and grounds, and what kind of, which classes of Tantra explain paths. In other words, you will be able to have overall understanding of the paths and grounds according to a different four, different Tantra classes.
So
we all are familiar with the deity, images such as Tara, Avalokiteshvara, and so forth. So all of these deities are belong to a different classes of the Tantra.
Pena, jaju gi ngochi bila, juju gi ngochi bila. nenjo ju da nenjo lamye ju ngo ju la mida mida tindi yeba di nyamne mida mida yebi nenga ki toni tindi ju zinjing toni yungu yoresi.
So it is based on the different practices of the Tantra, then different practice, different deities of the four classes of Tantra coming into picture. For instance, there are deities that belongs to the action Tantra, there are deities that belongs to performance Tantra, and then deities that belongs to Yoga Tantra, and deities belong to Anuttara Yoga Tantra. So this is the foundation of listening to the teachings of the Tantra. Once listening to the teachings of the Tantra must be grounded upon one of those four classes of the Tantra. So now we'll begin, we'll go through our texts. Those of you who have the texts, so you can just go through this. That is the principles of the grounds and paths of four great great secret classes of Tantra. And then the text begins with the homage to one's guru that you will find in the text. It's an introduction. That's a namo guru sumati Muni Indra Vajradhara. It's paying homage to Buddha Shakyamuni, and this will then be followed by the petition verse or the supplication verse. It says, "May the great Vajradhara, the union of the ultimate clear light in its mind and the relative pure illusory body, bestow great blessings on myself and others, other beings," in other words, reincarnating beings. So here this particular verse is, supplication verse is to hear again Buddha Vajradhara, in other words, different form of Buddha Shakyamuni, who is embodiment, who is a union in both illusory body and as well ultimate clear light. So in the Tantra, what they call the enlightened being, it's a unity of the non-dual of ultimate clear light and the illusory body. So in the Tantric system, you will find a certain etymology of the Buddha. It's known as someone whose body is purified and transformed into a gumiku, which means illusory body, and whose mind is purified and transformed into Dwengu Vessel, which means the ultimate clear light. So in other words, in the Tantra, when it comes to the understanding of the Buddha, Buddha is actually the unity of those two qualities. So here, most of the mantra, the beginning of the mantra, when we recite the mantra, you will find the syllable Om. The syllable Om is consists of three letters, three syllables. Auma, it becomes an Om. Auma, and so this Om represents the body, speech, and mind. And here again, speaking about body, speech, and mind, there is a pure body, speech, and mind, and impure body, speech, and mind. So it is the Om, Om consists of Auma, will be the main remedy for transforming, main remedy of transforming those impure body, speech, and mind into a pure speech and body, speech, and mind.
Pena zambil indi nala gyakab pinchun ta thuzo ik thoni chi gyakay jimba toya ki chid edra bam zogdwa. Tindir ki edra bam mewa zongi di anzo sanga ki chiyo nani om cha de yoris.
So now it is just like a nuclear weapon. And in a convention sense, because with this a very powerful nuclear weapon can actually has a very power to destroy entire world, in other words, even our human existence. Similarly, this Om is the nuclear weapon of destroying entire impure body, speech, mind of us.
Kaptu kaptu chi pechu tanya ki edam bambdi yu nyumo tuksum shedang tonni zui java chik chadi yurisi. Tende ki yu nyumo tuksum shedang di om seya tsik tiki tuyanda tomba nyi tobi lo tiki meba zu tuk yurisi. Tende chani tobi chayaru nipa chayaru yurisi.
So this, the negative thoughts and emotions that we have, three poisons of mind, can be destroyed by the syllable Om in the tantric system. It is therefore the syllable Om said to be the most powerful instrument which destroys the negative thoughts and emotions.
Tele labi nipa mingi, tuyan tamba, yang tamba, tindriki samdang, tindriki tukdi, sanji tujuli mandi yamarisi.
The ultimate, it's in the second line, it says that the still on the petition, or the supplication verse, it says that the union of the ultimate clear light in its mind. So this kind of ultimate clear light, the union of ultimate clear light, an innate mind is possessed only by someone who has gained the state of enlightenment.
The end of the city, Kunzo Taba, Jimiku, Sunju, Doji Chan, Chimbus, Tatinigbe, sunju du ji chan chimbo thup changi de mada be lunga yi so tabe lunga yi so ngo ju changi gi in sanji le ya sam dan de de gi sanji de gi ngaran so la be chilab na ro na se gi si tu da de ji ru gi re se
so this verse as someone who possesses this the ultimate the union of ultimate clear light in its mind and the relative pure illusory body, someone who possesses this quality, I pay homage. That this verse, what is meant by this verse, and bestow a great blessings on myself and all other beings.
That is jela ni ludu mare tu chor ludu yase da, devi shabda, lozan tra devi lama chonamji chaju bodu da chongshi study.
So then also the next verse is also the supplication verse to the gurus. May all supreme lamas, the great adept, Nagarjuna, father and sons, Chandrakriti and Lobsang Dagpa, care for us until we reach enlightenment.
Rani Bacha and Jobana, Kenyam Yela, Pema, Pendurji, Sangha Judy number Yi, Salam Nyu, Se Jobra Chas, Tamja.
So then the next verse is it's a pledge to compose the text. So it is a tradition. There's a pledge. There's a petition verse to one's meditational deity, gurus, and it was then followed by the verse. To make a promise to compose the text. So this verse is relating to making a pledge to actually compose the text. It says, with the wish to place imprints on my mind and to benefit others of equal fortune, and I present a short and clear explanation of the grounds and the path of the four classes of sacred tantra, or mantras.
Tsuyin gombe ke tayang, tsundi muba, mimimbe, chuda namji gonzula, chuda maybe namatu is the king joa. This is it.
That's all. Didn't Tsuyin gombe ke tayang. So the next verse here, it says, though the chance to properly meditate on this method is rare, my resolution to practice this method is not inferior, and may the Dharma Lords grant me permission to present the Dharma in conformity with their intention. So that previous verse here is a permission to reveal the subject matter to the disciples, and then the next following verse is to encouragement to the listeners. It says how we should listen to these teachings. The verse here we read, may those who possess superior fortune and intelligence, and we take responsibility for their birth, age, like peacocks, in the vibrant dance of explanation and debate, amid the thunderous roar of Lobsang's explanation.
Ta chajuji lam ruju sheba dirisanji judiji salamji namja cheba la ni judi omasunji lam ruju ndurjudi tembada nenjo lameji lam nanjo lame juji lam ruju chunze chedi sheba Tambola ni ngu da tedagi lam nga da sa ju njo su. Tambola sum cha ju ninjo ju. Ji lam ju su lo. Tambola yi. Lam gimu nirundu cha wa. Nidu ju ne. 담지 담바 타바 차와 담지라 네네 흥도 님바 지다 차와 님바 레스로네 우르 지단 두바오스 다디지데 고 라브렌 기사지 다 라브렌 기데 가족을 사제로 진다 코로 차라도 네바 진다 리그르스
so so then the next the main teachings in the explanation the principles of the grounds and the path of the four great sacred classes of Tantra, there are two divisions. A brief presentation of the way to progress on the path of the three lower classes of Tantra. In the Tibetan text it says, in the English translation it says details, but in the Tibetan text it says a little detail, it's a bit detail in other words. So it doesn't say actually detail, but it says a little detail explanation of the way to progress on the path of three high yoga tantra. The first has two divisions. The brief presentation of the way to progress on the path of the three lower classes of tantra has two divisions here again. The actual lower classes of the tantra, how to posit the five paths and the ten grounds for them. And then the actual lower classes of the Tantra, the first has three divisions, how to progress on the path of action Tantra, how to progress on the path of performance Tantra, and how to progress on the path of yoga Tantra.
This one?
No.
Oh, yeah. That Dambu is Dambu because Lamgumi Nurun Chawas. Nurun Chawas. Larin Chejon, Sumba Tar, Lam Tumo, Juliba, Jangte, Seradu, Tangisho Najibe, Dog, Doni Shebe, and then Jujato, Nijos, and Yada Vetawa Sumla, Kunduyeba, Tigi to Rabasu Neba, Tenichilani, Tumong along Jujamas, Tenichil Kobu, take it, Tel Hajangita, Kitchimucha deris.
So then, here the action tantras, how to progress on the path of the action tantra. Sorry, Rinpoche also mentioned earlier that it's important that you can memorize all those outlines. So it will be very helpful in the future when you actually do the practice. Okay, and then it says how to progress on the path of action tantra. This has four divisions: how to become a vessel suitable for meditating on the path, how to keep the vows and commitments purely after becoming suitable vessel, how to approximate the deity while keeping the commitments, how to establish the siddhis having achieved approximations, and so how to become a vessel suitable to the meditating on the path. And first it says train your mind well in the shared path according to the great stages of the path, referring to the lamrim and the condensed stages of the path, small lamrim.
And then enter the mandala. 진년은 수바진바다 하다 만데와 드는 드라밍이 상담했나 년은 제가 노바레스.
So here now, when you look at this, it's clearly mentioned that one's practice needs to be done on the basis of to become oneself a receptive of these teachings of Tantra, becoming oneself a suitable vessel for practice of Tantra. One need to, have a proper understanding of the practice mentioned in the lamrim, the great and small lamrims, and as well as guide to the bodhisattva's way of life, chunju shimo. And so if one has a sincere wish to engage in the practice of the tantra, one should know how to apply those practices. The teachings that you have received in the lamrims and the guide to the bodhisattva way of life, to really become a favorable tool, really become a tool for upliftment or the you know, a practice of one's own tantra, that one's own tantric practice. So one should not really make a completely different practice of this, you know, the practice that is mentioned in the Lamrim and then and the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, and the tantric practice being a completely separate. But rather, one should know how to combine those practices.
But now, Manzu, 내가 가지나 탑지 손대 세지라 탑지 손대 탑지 손대 세디 수족이 내가 가지나 들라비 탑 키보지 토니 이 시라고 쯔쯔니 내가 뒤부다 보여지 먼저 지딩이 내가 가르치네 탐마비 칼라지 수바이네 딘디기 토니 로그와 나이 나나가랑 추년년 지역이 리 참말로 지난기 분다 연속이 추년년 가르치 지바이나 탑지니기 손들이고니
So regardless of what kind of practice that we may undertake, when it comes to the practice of Bodha Dharma, and one's practice must be done on the basis of understanding the wisdom aspect and the method aspects. So one should understand the needs for cultivating both wisdom aspect and then and the method aspect.
That is why I am saying that 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 I am saying
So it says, it clearly states in the text, it says, first train your mind well in the sheer path according to the great stages of the path and the condensed stages of the path. So here, the sheared path can be understood in terms of wisdom and then wisdom and the method. Method refers to the bodhicitta, the practice of bodhicitta, and wisdom here refers to wisdom understanding emptiness or ultimate nature of reality.
Tati kandilani doji lupin tsinyida dimba shi yudini shiba taji tsujindu tenyasung. Tienzata ngada ndosayati chidan donga chiba de orban shi chokurida inaya Doji Lobyan Silandu Suzula Chu Shingi Hagi Chu Shingi Lamadi Tiny Sound Gores Tiny Sound Matan Singi De Tana Larenchimon was so on Nayingi Tiny Judela Sobata Rimabuji and Tiny Chu Tawaji Suzu Shibi Tony Tango at the kitchen Gores.
So therefore, then here the text reads, then enter the mandala of any of three. Lineages of the Action Tantra, and received empowerment in reliance on a qualified Vajra Masters, and in accord with the explanation of the different classes of Tantra. So here it is clearly mentioned that, for instance, if one is receiving the empowerment, and making sure from whom that you are receiving empowerment is actually a fully qualified Vajra Master, in other words, teacher. And making sure that particular individual who is bestowing those empowerments possesses a spiritual quality. That is that spiritual quality that would found in the Lamrim text, in the Lamrim Chemo. Where criteria for becoming oneself as a spiritual teacher, one need to possess those 10 qualities.
Tina Lama da Roma Gigina Gidu said, Dongan in the Chavis, Yamar, and though Dosho Zondamina 수수베지 남아올 마덴바 예나야 주님들어와 근데 수수베지 심주시하게 지 성로다 다네 주님 몸니 님들어와지 숨으여 제가 드리기베 따지 집에 탈랑이와 님이 토니 남한테만 이나 수술베 키에바다 좀해봤더니 나는 지문아 소원하지 드니지 고위바래 상하기 추기 나는 자 사버드베 오늘하기 치드 추시바이 슈바이나 수술하니 남아티기 누지 로마 다 로마 차고야지 리누고요레스 딘데 딘데 토니 너가 추슈들라 제바드니 요레스
So now here, when you're actually receiving the actual teachings, such as the teachings of the Sutrayana, receiving the teachings of Lamrim, one can receive the teachings from certain, you know, teacher. One can attend that teaching as a lecture, as a form of lecture, rather than, you know, considering oneself as a disciple and someone who's giving the teachings as one's own spiritual teacher, rather than one can just attend this teaching also out of curiosity as well. And it actually requires for one to speculate first. Before you actually, before you draw a conclusion of accepting someone as one's own, you know, spiritual teacher. So after the final analysis, and if you really find a spiritual quality that is required for becoming oneself a spiritual teacher, then one can take this individual as one's spiritual teacher and receive the teachings. But when it comes to the empowerment, tantric empowerment, of course, then there's no room for examining one's teacher. Because it's clearly mentioned that when you are receiving the receiving this tantric empowerment, you are already becoming a Vajra disciple. And receiving the empowerment from Vajra Master. So this, that someone who is, you are, if you have decided to receive the empowerment without, you know, knowing the teacher well, then there's also a certain disadvantages. So we have to be careful with that as well. So receiving empowerments and receiving the teachings of the general Dharma, Dharma teachings is completely different. When you're receiving an empowerment, and the guru who's bestowing empowerment have generated into the deity and becoming himself as a non-differentiated from the from the deity with this form, then the whatever the empowerment it is actually in a bestowed. And similarly, the receivers are you know generated into the Vajra disciples and receiving the teachings, receiving the empowerments.
Tadi wala ni denba hat, tini denba shi yudini shibata ji tsuji dute, chaju rison kaarong, kanyarongwa shi ki jingko dun juji, onkruwa nimba woo sori. Tadi puzon sobe yela, puzon sobe yela la ni taga ji, sozo la unne rane ki ji puzon sobe yela la dini ji sangko wari de, nge bar du, oma nina dini tui mucho ba.
So this is in this, if you look at this particular page, that you would see importance of you know training one's mind well in the shared path according to the great stages of the path and the condensed stages of the path, and once you find this. Qualification within oneself, then one can receive the empowerments through entering the mandala, entering the mandala led by the qualified Vajra master.
Yana Jajugi Lam Nyamne Jajugi Lam Nyamne Sunjupe Gomne Gomne Dinimayina Antinikbe Judi Sangures.
So if you know one is seriously, you know, want to engage in the practice of, let's say, in this particular subject is on the action tantra, then one should look at oneself as a, to see oneself have this qualification within oneself to be able to engage in this actual practice of the action tantra. It's on page 23. We were just going through this highlighted ones, okay? The highlighted ones, it's a with root text. Explanation, we're not going through those actual the commentaries. Because the commentary that is, we just read the bold ones, okay, the bold ones, and then Rinpoche is giving the explanation on it, so we don't have, we're not going to read the other ones. So here, it says the questions in the mandala is the empowerment is bestowed. So why? Because when we were receiving the empowerments, the actual empowerments, empowerment must be given on the basis of relying upon a mandala. And depending on the here, then it says the empowerment may be bestowed in the colored and scent or painted cloth mandala. For some special beings, and it is conferred in the absorption mandala. Mm-hmm. So there are different kinds of mandala.
Then, kandu ongui chingkors, the chingkors in kalagurus, chingkors yaki. And the shelter, did the mambuja in that, do you by Javarina? Marinche mandala, chingkors yadi, nimbo lemba chilas, nimbo lemba. What did you call it is?
So here, mandala, which is a Sanskrit word translated into English in Tibetan as a kilkor. What is meant by kilkor here? So kilkor, according to Dangaram Chemu, which is the great stagist. Of the Tantra by Lama Tsongkhapa, it states that kilkor, the meaning of kilkor or the mandala is a nyingbu lemba, which means extracting the essence.
That then that nyingbu lemba said that I'm going to teach you about the nyingbu lemba said that jingbu la kandri jukuri sila na. Ngaranzu be chui chi on kazu on shuya da te tamalo. Tenda nyingbo de sanji kumo toya chidurees. Tenda tendegi sanji kumo te jingbo la shune onkuwa dan tegi tela shune susu nyamlin cheba ina pajin teba ni suwa na jingbi tarimu muguwa chine nyuba len toya ki nyuba chiyun za tela nyingbo lembas. Tendegi jagirees.
So what is meant by then, you know, extracting the essence here. So extracting the essence here really referring to the state of enlightenment here again. So why then why we have to say this kilkor as extracting the essence is because if one received empowerments from a qualified teacher. And entering into the mandala. And from that onwards, one can engage in the practice. Not only that when you are receiving the teachings, but also after the empowerments, when you actually engaging in one's day-to-day practice, one will be practicing by entering oneself into the mandala, which allows you to gain the state of enlightenment swiftly. It is therefore the kilkur or the mandala is known as the extracting essence.
That telebe ta jir dan shibaina jingo se di sai jai ga anu de za kamar ro jilda anu de za kamar ro de jingo se ga sa sa yu za ge yu de jingo de ne jingo de anu mi mi na ji ji de be ya ka so ro da cha da do da sa da de ne ge be ti ba de ne ro go de ro go ma re se ko san ji ko mo to ba da ti jai ga ran ji ge tu de de ne cha wa ye de ya be 예 답이 이제 같다고 그랬어.
So then that another etymology etymology of kilkur mandala is a celestial mansion. It is a divine celestial mansion. Here just like our the place where you are staying. Again, you should not have an idea of having those mandala. It's a mansion that is made out of external, you know, materials such as, you know, iron, steel, or stones and concrete and so forth. But rather, this celestial mansion is accomplished at the moment you get this, you gain state of enlightenment. And it is known as Dagbe Shekang, which means the purified state of celestial mansion, which is actually accomplished as a result of one's own perfection of eliminating negative thoughts and emotions.
Tina. Lagi, la yusagi jaye kana, dinala yungi la nigalo, tabi ku. Tabi ku te, the trigger tabi ku te, jingo gilam, yamnichini, yunga jimbayatani, nimbulemba, dinitila koshores.
So both the mandala and the deity within the mandala is said to be the purified body. Purified body. So therefore, it is through engaging in such a practice, individual will achieve state of enlightenment with both mandala and as well as within the deity within the mandala. It is therefore this is another way of saying extracting the essence. Extracting the essence.
Da, so so nyamlingi nubala pabe. So so nyamlingi nubala pabe. Jingo minda minda yungu res. Da jingo minda minda yungu da jima shendiro. Jingo minda minda yungu da. Jingo jidu da minda yungu da. So so nyamlingi da nubala pabe. Jingo rimuna tishigu res.
So there are also different kinds of mandalas, based upon one's own ability of one's practice. And in a power of one's practice, in other words, based on one's own power of one's practice, the different mandala, the visualization of mandala, will come into pictures.
Yeah.
So we'll stop here today, and we just have only 5 minutes. That's what Rinpoche said. Is it? So. Let's take one question, if you have.
I'll ask a question. It's sort of a side question. In India, there was Tantra before the Buddha taught Tantra. So could Rinpoche talk a little bit about what what is different about Tantra and the Indian traditions as opposed to, what the Buddha taught?
Absolutely. No, then the Joji is one. Sanji, Taja Tombo, Mafia Gona, Nijalia, Takanda, Tampa, and the Kanda Lak, Tampa, the Uderos, Lass is Uderos. Tangaranzo Sanji, Tanda Sangaki, Chetina, and in Namjun, the Kagalana, Sangak, the Chet Yoruba, Lak, Chetina Yoruba, or the Dingil Kava Career Venus.
Ale. Jira Sanji is Adela. Kevin de Sanji Tontani Chungertinala, and Donga get Doda, Niga Yuva, the Mevani Sondana, Meva Tramayers. The Yuva de Mambushira Yamas, Inaya Yuva de Nunuris. The Jagani shaving Hada Sanji gives swimming hearts, Elena, been a chulum drawing hearts on the Logan to Logaris. Chulum draw, been hinted over the
tradition.
Because in the Hindu,
So, although I do not have much knowledge about other tantras, such as the tantra that we find in the Hinduism and so on, but one thing that I would say the difference between the two is in the Buddhism, when it comes to the practice of the tantra, the tantric practice must be done on the basis of pure cultivation of what we altruism, which is wish to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all other beings, and which then needs to be conjoined with the wisdom that understands ultimate nature of reality. So those are the basis that distinguishes the Buddhist tantric system as a different from the other tantric systems such as Hinduism and so forth.
Jidangi samnamayina sanji gi sung yimba tegarang gi jagani jibi ni haji chadi res pena noha niga be jaga ki be sung da sanji rang gi be sung yinda de gi toni ne jaga gi jagana yibe sangadi chagi res na chulu mindawe tone hindu da da muzman da mabuje da de tone na nyane cha da mindo tin de yir sing dus
there though I have I do not understand much about other tantric system, I'm very sure that there's a lot of difference between the tantric practice done by Hinduism and tantric practice done by the Buddhism. Because in Buddhism, when it comes to the tantric practice, all the practice that is, the teachings of the practice of tantra is given Buddha himself. There is no other beings who actually invented a new kind of tantra and given the teachings. So therefore, the tantric that already exists prior to the Buddha's arrival or Buddha's emergence, then it is already a different system that is established by the different teachers or tantric masters. So certainly there should be a different methods, different objectives, different way of practices and so forth.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
So dedication prayer at the beginning on page 24 and then continuing with auspicious wishes on page 28.
Gyavadi tena no
nalale na
cheva jizu lozana bhai teme hindu se jesho
chuje
me do tamar
rana yedhe
Sambo chujira randu